Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Special counsel Jack Smith announcing new charges against former President Donald Trump, stemming from his office's investigation into Trump's efforts to stay in power after he lost the 2020 election. Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani had this to say to Smith after the 45-page indictment details were released.
You don't get to violate people's First Amendment rights, Smith, no matter who the hell you are or no matter how sick you are with Trump derangement syndrome.
Summer continues with millions of Americans under heat alerts all across the South, where the heat index is continuing to hit triple digits. In New Orleans, the heat index reaching 109 degrees yesterday, while over in Corpus Christi, Texas, that number reached 112. Smoke from California's largest wildfire of the year impacting neighboring states. The York fire has scorched more than 80,000 acres of land in the Mojave Desert. Fire crews have been working in extreme heat conditions with temperatures surpassing 100 degrees. A man driving a stolen SUV in custody after plowing into a group of people on a sidewalk in Manhattan. Police say it happened yesterday when officers were trying to make a stop and the driver tried to flee.
He was driving extremely fast down the sidewalk, took out a bunch of people, hit somebody on a city bike.
I tried to turn around and run, and essentially I lost my footing and cracked the back of my head.
Roughly 10 people were injured. Thankfully, they are all expected to survive. The Mega Millions jackpot continues to soar after last night's drawing resulted in no grand prize winner. That's been the case for 3.5 months now. The lack of a lucky ticket holder means the next drawing on Friday will be worth an estimated $1.25 billion. This is USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bed Bath & Beyond is back, sort of. Overstock is now Bed Bath & Beyond after buying its intellectual property for $21.5 million after it filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. When you search for either online, you'll be taken to the same landing page where both companies' logos will be displayed for the next few months until the rebranding is complete.
3, 2, 1.
A Northrop Grumman Antares rocket blasted off from NASA's Wallops flight facility last night. That rocket carried a spacecraft with a payload of supplies for the International Space Station. Along with scientific investigations, the mission will examine fire protection aboard the spacecraft and the density of Earth's uppermost atmosphere. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warning that cases of leprosy, also known as Hansen's disease, are surging in Florida and should be considered when making travel plans. Yes, we're talking about the biblical disease. That infectious disease primarily affects the skin and nervous system and can be easy to treat if caught early. Leprosy has been historically uncommon in the United States, but has more than doubled in the South over the last 10 years. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for joining in and being part of the solution, not adding to the problem. We got enough of that going around, okay? But, you know, that's what happens with all this partisanship that takes place. I mean, we're just annihilating ourselves. That's what we're doing. And kicking against the goads. I mean, there is an easier way. There really is. And I know so many of you have discovered that. And it is our challenge, you know, to continue to pray for the rest, because, you know, we're kind of, we hope to, you know, really start up a parade of like-minded people that are looking out for one another, that they are in service to their God and service to humanity. You know, we've bought into this modern culture where the most important thing is stuff, right? I mean, think about it. After, I mean, you know, you always hear the stories at funerals, how people say, well, you know, the very wealthy people, you know, they, you know, behind the hearse, you know, there's not a U-Haul with all their stuff. You know, they can't take it with them, in so many words. And, but it's sad that you have to die to come to that discovery. What a waste of time. Paul Renfro is with us, and Paul is becoming a dear friend. And I say that almost instantly. I mean, when we met, there's just something that connected. You know, sometimes, you know, we like to say in our vernacular, a divine appointment. It's like God said, okay, Paul, you and Bill, you two crazy knuckleheads got to come together because you got something better to do when you come together like this. And I respect Paul because, you know, Paul by design, you know, he is a, in a sense, kind of a mechanic. I mean, he understands all the inner workings of stuff and all the cogs and the wheels and how they fit together and how they complement. And when they do, you got a smooth running machine. Is that fair to say, Paul? You know, to say that
I'm honored. I mean, if you say it, it's fair. That's how I look at it.
Well, it's just
people say, you're right. Yeah, people say that repeatedly.
Well, okay. So I'm not, you know, and again, I only know that from what I know about you and what, yeah, you know, God, yeah, God has shared with me to say, okay, this is why you two people need to get together. Because for me, you see, I'm more of a over the top 30,000 foot. God has given me perspective. Okay. And I can come up with, yeah, all kinds of dreams and ideas. And people like you look at people like me and go, man, you're out there, you know, and that's okay. I'm not offended. Because people like me need people like you that can get the, because guess what? You know, these ideas that God gives me that wakes me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I go, okay, God, what are you doing? Are you playing with me? I mean, why are you tormenting me like this? You give me this idea, what am I going to do? I got to have somebody that can come alongside that we can work together on and make these into a reality. And so this is why people, yeah, like me need, well, people, but, like you, because you bring infrastructure, you bring systems to the idea in much the way the Father works, right? The Father has designed a system for good, a system that promotes life and infrastructure that is consistent in its production of said righteousness and good, right?
Oh, well, well put. I mean, you know, some people think that God's like a clockmaker who just makes the clock and then steps back. It all works perfectly. The scripture reveals that he is intimately engaged with the songs of the cherubim in heaven reveal that he not only created everything at the beginning, he creates every moment. Mm-hmm. And that's in Revelation chapter 4. And so he is both visionary like you and mechanic like me. So mm-hmm. He must be pretty good.
Well, and the thing is, Paul, you think about it, is that he designed it in such a way to where, you know, the infrastructure is so much. I mean, the way I see God, and this might be limited, but the way I see how God set up the infrastructure is that it anticipated all this stuff. I don't see that God, you know, has to go and recreate another 6 days of creation and fine tune.
Right.
You know, it is there. I mean, God
built in. Yeah.
Yeah. God is so perfect that it's there. Okay, and it accommodates, it handles climate change. Ladies, sorry if that disturbed you. But all that stuff, God has taken all that into account. He has taken into account the failings of humanity. Yeah, go ahead.
That's one reason the scripture can speak to people across every generation. Just like you're saying about his original creation, mm-hmm. in the same way, the Bible has that universality to every person, every time, every culture. And in fact, as Jesus said, it won't pass away, so it's eternal in its nature. Mm-hmm. And so it's you just have to praise God because it's not just his character and his goodness, but his competency is more than any. It's like all people put together as if we were perfect, and then multiply that by 10 billion. Yeah. And it's just mind-blowing, and it just makes you worship him and praise him and trust him when you have a difficulty that you don't see the outcome.
Well, and this is why when we get off track and we make the wrong choice and it becomes about us and our arrogance gives rise, like in the Garden of Eden, then you know, God laughs. You know, he laughs at our silly ideas. Because, as you say about the written word, it's amazing, you know, how old it is, and it's still living, Paul.
Mm.
You know, we're told that it's living, right?
Yes. You mentioned when we spoke yesterday the second book in my Unseen series of nine books, it's all about the Bible. And it's one of my favorite things. You know, when you're talking about the unseen realm and live and spirit beings, and which includes us, as we're born again, we're born of the Spirit, so we're spirit beings. And we worship our Father in spirit and in truth. But guess what? There's alternative sources. That's why there's sorcery and witchcraft and other religions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all those counterfeits.
Of darkness.
Yeah.
Right. The kingdom of darkness can reveal things about the unseen realm. And so if somebody wants to dabble in the unseen realm or interact with spirits without being based in the scripture, they are on a path of destruction because the deceiver and his organization has been deceiving people successfully for ever since we existed.
Exactly.
And so the scripture is our armor, as the word of God is our sword. And I tell you, it's just so critical to be rooted and grounded in the word of God. It doesn't happen overnight. I'm 67, and I've been studying the scripture now for 50 years, every day.
Yeah.
And it's a process. But you know what? If you don't get started, nobody's going to get there overnight.
Yeah, exactly.
Except by special grace. But if you don't get started a little every day, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with
one step.
You know the rest of that.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
One step.
You know, and the thing is, Paul, it's like, you know, Billy Graham was asked, you know, if he had more time, what would he have done with that additional time? And his answer was, study the Word of God more.
Yeah, really.
And this is where we are. I mean, this is the revelation you have. I have the same revelation. It's like, you know, when Jesus said, it's not by food that we live,
mm-hmm.
but by every
right.
word that comes out of the mouth of God, right? And when that is yeah. revealed to you, my goodness, you hang on to that, right?
Oh, it's the sustenance. It's the richest affair, like Isaiah 55. Oh, you're
yeah.
so right.
Exactly. Paul Renfro is with us. We're talking about his new book, and I promise we'll get into it more right after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
With you. Glad you could join us. My good friend Paul Renfro is with us. I'm going to say that now forever, Paul, like it or not. I just feel like, again, you've become such a dear brother and dear friend. And I just am grateful to God that he's brought us into each other's orbit, that we can talk about these things of God and bless people. Paul has written a 9-book series, and we're going to talk about number 2 of 9. Last time, I think we talked about number 1. This one is titled, Nobody Sees This Unseen Realm, How to Unlock Bible Mysteries. And it's interesting right now, Paul, because what we're seeing is we're seeing some of the unseen. It is like the demons have been released. They're back. You know, this is what is happening right now. And I think Jonathan Cahn illustrates this and has written about it in his book, Return of the Gods. And we're starting to see the manifestation of these spirits walking around, right? So even though, you know, when this book was written, they were mostly unseen. But now we want people to understand that they're out and you can see them. And this is a manifestation and proof positive of what we've been told regarding the spirit world, right?
Oh, isn't it, though? I mean, headlines, you know, my prophetic gift has been active in many of my writings and my books because I'm always writing a thing about things just before they happen. And as we said before the break, I just want to urge your listeners that you can't approach the unseen realm without the armor of the scripture, because even though you've been born again as a Christian and you're now a living human spirit and filled with the Holy Spirit more every day, which is our model, nonetheless, if you don't know the Word of God, then you're raw meat for these evil spirits that have had success at deceiving people for thousands of years.
Exactly.
And they're angelic in nature, they're quick on the uptake, and you're not in any way unique or intimidating to them. What is intimidating to them is the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. And that 1-2 punch, just, that is so powerful. And in this book that you mentioned, Nobody Sees This Unseen Realm, How to Unlock Bible Mysteries, before we get too far, let's tell people about my website and where they can get them. Is that okay?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
So if you want the paperback, you can buy it from me directly at ParadigmLighthouse.com. Paradigm is spelled P-A-R-A-D-I-G-M, Lighthouse.com. However, there's also an ebook and other editions, as well as all my books on Amazon. And you can just, at Amazon, I've got my title set up where you can just search Nobody Sees This, and one way or another, the book will come up. But having said that, one of the things I love about helping, my first career with my wife was with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. And we spent 12 years helping college students study the scripture. And a lot of those stories are in here. Like the story of Rose Noe. Rose was leader of the gay student group back 40 years ago when that was not kosher.
40 years ago. Wow. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
And in a very conservative town where we worked at the university. But, you know, the Lord wouldn't let her escape our fellowship. Finally, I said, you know, Rose, you're around us all the time. We love you. We don't agree with you, but we love you. Well, aren't you curious about why we believe what we do? Wouldn't you like to sit down, let's say 4 weeks, and we'll just study what Jesus had to say and talk about it? She said, okay. Well, on the third meeting after we read Luke 9:23-25, she was silent, and in the cafeteria with all our metal chairs and hard floor, she stood up, her big 6-foot self all of a sudden, and she pointed at the Bible in a loud voice for everybody to hear in the entire cafeteria of the entire university. She said, he's crazy. He's asking me to die for him. He's crazy. And that's the power of the scripture, particularly with unbelievers. And it just opens you up like a sardine can. She put her faith in the Lord 2 weeks later. And last I heard was serving as a missionary in the red light district of Amsterdam.
Oh, wow. Really? How crazy is that? I mean, wow, exactly. So she goes from making this pronouncement, and the fact of the matter is, it's honest, because I think we all get to that point, don't we? We get to, you know.
I hope so.
Right. No, because you got to surrender yourself, and you're going, wait a minute. Right? You're telling, in essence, what you're doing is you're telling me, hey, walk on water? Really?
Mm-hmm. Hey, people come to the Bible with a template in their mind, and a lot of it that came from old church or church of the 50s, 60s, 70s. And some people come with the template that it's a moral book for how to live. Okay. Well, it is, but it's a lot more than that. Some people come with the template that it's a problem-solving book so I can have a happy life. Well, it is, but it's a lot more than that. And some people come with the outlook that it is a weapon against demons. Okay, well, it is, but it's a lot more than that. And the poster that goes along with this book, and I should tell people, let's give your listeners a favor. How about that? How about a special gift?
Oh, wow.
If you order the book from me at ParadigmLighthouse.com, then I will give you the poster that goes along with it. What does that poster say? It says, I love my Bible because I love God and I live my life with Him. And that poster is plastered with scriptures. It's got the same image of the old Bible on the poster as it does on the book. And so, listener, if you'll go to ParadigmLighthouse.com, then I'll just say I heard it on Bill Martinez, because when you make your order you can leave a note. I heard it on Bill Martinez, and I'll send you the poster at no charge.
Wow, very cool. Yeah, I'm just going to the website right now, and would that poster be under the store?
In the store
under books and products. Here's got all the books, and I'm trying to pull up the poster. I'm not seeing the poster.
Just keep scrolling down. It's on the same page of the book.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I may have gone past it or something there, but let's see here.
Yeah,
you got a mug. You got a nice mug there.
Right,
I love that.
There you go. There's the mug right there. Yeah.
Okay, the mug's okay. And, here it is. I love my Bible because, it's the poster. Yeah, I see that. Okay, good.
Uh-huh.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah. So... But I just want to encourage your listener. You know, can I highlight one particular chapter in the book, Bill?
Yeah, please. We've got about 2.5 minutes left. Obviously, you're going to come back. This isn't, one and done. I mean, this is the second time you've been here. And we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And also, the other thing, too, we're going to do, Paul, is I'm going to invite you to participate in our afternoon TV show. You know, we do an hour television show every day, Monday through Friday. And I'm going to, and that way everybody can see your wonderful, cherubic face. And then we'll have a little bit more time.
You're a funny person.
we'll be able to talk a little bit more, but we'll set up a time soon and very soon. So anyway, a minute 45. The stage is yours.
Guys,
go ahead.
It's very easy. In the middle of the book are two chapters. One is titled Baselines. The other one is titled Advanced Bible Logic. Now, your listeners, Bill, are going to be familiar with the Bible. We know that. And they're going to want to race ahead to advance Bible logic. And let me tell you what, it is very powerful about reverse engineering. Why is that there? And how to interrogate the Bible and our debt of curiosity. And so the advanced Bible logic and wartime cryptography is going to be really thrilling for readers, but you must master the baselines, which is inductive Bible study. And all my lawyer readers comment how much they love the chapter on inductive Bible study because I use courtroom examples.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah. The courtroom is not widely respected with all this federal persecution of one of the leading candidates for the Republican nomination. However, the principles... very well explain the principles of inductive Bible study, and so my lawyers love that chapter.
Excellent. Well, again, as we wrap up, 25 seconds, give everybody all the contact information.
Paradigm Lighthouse, PARADIGM, Lighthouse.com.
Yeah, and when you do that, mention Bill Martinez, and you get a free poster. Yeah. It's gorgeous. And it's just absolutely awesome. I mean, a bonus on top of a bonus, let me tell you, because this book is an absolute bonus.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increase. No hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. Special Counsel Jack Smith announcing new charges against former President Donald Trump. Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani had this to say to Smith.
You don't get to violate people's First Amendment rights, Smith.
Summer continues with millions of Americans under heat alerts all across the South, where the heat index is still hitting triple digits. Smoke from California's largest wildfire of the year impacting neighboring states now. A man driving a stolen SUV is in custody after plowing into a group of people on a sidewalk in Manhattan. Roughly 10 people were injured, but they're all expected to survive. The Mega Millions jackpot continues to soar after there was no winner in last night's drawing. Friday's drawing worth an estimated $1.25 billion. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Andrew Admanjewski is with us. He is the founder of Open the Books and author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Hey, good morning, Adam. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, always good to be talking to you in some regard. It's just that you come bearing such truth, and sometimes for people it's like, oh my gosh, do we really want to hear this? Well, this is the problem, because you didn't want to hear it for so long. It's been mounting up, and they've been getting away with this insanity. I mean, even to the point, we're going to be talking about Dr. Fauci in just a second, and I don't know if you saw this, but the White House has launched a new Office of Pandemic Preparedness. Now, that's to prepare us for and respond to potential pandemics. Now, the Democrats realize that pandemics have been very, very good for the party and very, very good for, some White House results. So we got to make sure that we have a pandemic, a czar. And they have appointed Paul Friedrichs. He's a combat surgeon, a retired Air Force Major General. Now, I believe that this could end up being hand in glove with what's happening in the back rooms that we've been reporting on for about the last 5-6 months. And that is a move by Joe Biden and this administration to surrender our sovereignty when it comes to pandemics to the WHO. Do you see any connection here on that, Adam?
Well, look, not surprising. So The top ethics officer at the National Institutes of Health is none other than Dr. Anthony Fauci's wife, Christine Grady. Christine Grady has pushed for repeatedly, and we have this in a research file, during the pandemic and afterwards, more global centralized control and less individual state actor control. So this has, you know, in the Biden administration, in the National Institutes of Health, you know, with very powerful people like Dr. Anthony Fauci's wife, that idea has legs.
Yeah. And we kind of laugh at it, but this is serious. I mean, look at the consequences. I mean, there's been really no true, you know, postpartum on how we handled COVID. I mean, there are some, you know, journalistic outlets like Epoch Times and others, but very little. I mean, you're not seeing a big reveal, you know, from the New York Times or Washington Post or anybody, or any other major network doing any big reveal, any big follow up of COVID. It's like it's just happened and we're still trying to get, you know, the cobwebs out of our brains. And there is so much to look at. And what I'm concerned about and have been from day one is the numbers have been so compromised. Because even right now, Adam, some of the numbers that they're posing, they're, oh, well, the CDC is adjusting numbers. And you hear percentages being thrown around left and right. And I'm going, okay, what am I missing here? Because the CDC at one point had to admit glumly that about less than 4% actually of the people who died of, you know, COVID allegedly actually died of COVID 100%. The others were related, you know, marginally related. They could be associated with it. The government was rewarding these numbers. So the more numbers of people that you had dying of COVID, the better it was for you. And you were paid accordingly, right? So these numbers are so prejudiced that I think we need to have some sort of filtering system to look at what happened really and how we handled it. And maybe along the way, there might even be some courage to actually do the research to say, okay, let's quit dancing around this thing. We know that it came out of China. It came out of the Wuhan lab. I don't know how much more evidence we need. And, you know, the question still remains is whether or not it was an accident or something done on purpose. And I think that it's probably a combination of the two, that maybe it started out as an accident, but the rest of it was on purpose, in my humble opinion.
Well, there's three basic areas that have received scrutiny over the course of last, you know, this year and starting last year. Number one has been education in K-12 systems. You know, the data is out. This was horrible. The lockdowns were not necessary for children, and it has destroyed math and reading scores across the country in the most vulnerable groups, that of working class and middle-class students. Right. Number two, nearly every federal program over the course of the last 3 years during the pandemic was either legally looted or illegally looted. And, yes, you know, all of those numbers are coming to light. Here's the third thing, and this happened this week in the well of the United States Senate. Dr. Rand Paul introduced an amendment to open up third-party royalties. So he tried to attach this to an existing piece of legislation in a committee controlled by Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders actually shut it down with the help of Lisa Murkowski, the Republican U.S. Senator from Alaska. Everyone remembers, you know, when Paul had Fauci under questioning in the Senate on third-party royalties, and Fauci's received 36 royalties over the course of the last decade, and he refuses to say who paid him, how much the royalty was, or what the invention was. And this is the same. Our team has pioneered this at OpenTheBooks.com. This is the same for 54,000 payments since 2009 through September of 2021 for $325 million to 2,407 scientists. We don't know who paid them, how much on an individual basis, for what invention. The National Institutes of Health is battling us in federal court. Paul introduced that amendment this week. Very well done, and it was shut down on a vote in Senator Sanders' committee.
Right. Yeah, this, you and I talked about this before, and I find it quite astounding because for everybody else in the workplace, Adam, you know that if you create anything, and this is, you know, this is law. If you're working for somebody, you're paid to do a job, and you come up with some great idea, and the company, in essence, it's been decided legally that the company owns that idea. It doesn't belong to the person. because you did it on company time, and in most cases probably utilizing a company computer and other instruments. But yet, when it comes to the government, Dr. Fauci and these scientists have been able to carve out an exception to the rule here. See, this is what really twists the heads of everyday, you know, freedom-loving Americans, because this is not fair. It's not right. It's not just that, you know, for very few people that they're able to take advantage of this. And of course, that's before we even get into all the other, you know, prejudice research papers that are done. But,
well,
you know,
let's
your point.
Break this.
Go ahead.
Let's break this
right
down, because I've got a great example here on third-party royalties why the transparency and being able to follow the money is so important. Because mm-hmm. we know at OpenTheBooks.com that every single year, the National Institutes of Health, they dole out $32 billion, with a B, dollars to mm-hmm. about 50,000 recipients on grant making. Now we know that coming back through the other door over the course of the last decade have been 54,000 payments to NIH, its leadership, its scientists, enriching the agency and its scientists and its leaders. And so here's how it worked with Moderna and Pfizer. So we know from federal checkbook data that Moderna and Pfizer, since 2008, have received $60 billion worth of contracts and grants from federal agencies. When their shots, the COVID shots, were greenlit during the pandemic, the profits to those two companies totaled $65 billion. And now we know from federal disclosures that those two companies have paid $500 million, half billion dollars, back to NIH mm-hmm. and its scientists on splits of third-party royalty payments. We know that from lawsuits and from the NIH mm-hmm. annual report disclosure.
Can we say quid pro quo here? Is this smell of a quid pro quo, in a sense?
So look, everybody during the pandemic thought big government was way too close to big pharma, and now mm-hmm. we're just starting to learn, barely starting to learn the details on just how close they were.
Wow. Yeah, it's, you know, the old saying is, you say you follow the money, and of course, as it's always been said about politics, you get some strange bedfellows. And it seems that the bedfellows here are very comfortable with one another and rewarding one another and keeping each other happy, all at the expense of the American people. And the expense, in some cases here, has been lethal, Adam. This is what really concerns me, and I don't know, outside of, you know, Dr. Rand Paul, who has the courage to, you know, to stay on top of this and keep this in the front. He must just be a thorn in their side, because he's trying to keep everything, you know, up front. And of course, Open the Books continues to hold them accountable.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a
second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Adam Andrzejewski continues with us, the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. I'll tell you, every time Adam comes on, I appreciate your response. I know, ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to hear the truth. You know, we want to believe that our government is looking out for us, but more and more it's becoming obvious that we're just a tool. You know, just pay your taxes, shut up, and they'll take care of everything. And they're happy to take care of themselves. Now, I say that, and you might think, well, that includes everybody in, you know, to elected office. No, it's an indictment against the system. And it's tough, just like what we're finding out, Adam, with the whistleblowers. I mean, you got two whistleblowers, you know, speaking out against the injustice in their own institution. And for them to do that, I mean, their careers, things that they were doing, their lives and enjoying what they're doing has all been turned on its head. They've become pariah of people that they were once friends and related to in the office. You know, the cost that they had to put out there on behalf of we the people. I mean, My appreciation for these whistleblowers are like anybody that stands up, especially against the government, because it is such a formidable force. They're well protected. They've got a system there that's been working very well for them. And heaven help you if you try to interrupt that system, as Donald Trump is finding out. But Donald Trump, what's he guilty of? He's guilty of trying to return, you know, this Democratic Republic to its constitutional roots. Well, the constitutional roots obviously doesn't work with this deep state and this infrastructure that they have been building over the years. And so this is the madness that we deal with. And Adam brings to you some evidence, clear evidence. And you got to understand, if it's happening here at this level, okay, when it comes to Dr. Fauci, this is one of those diseases like you know, like leaven, it metastasized. This same type of system is operating throughout the entire government. Don't you have that sense, Adam, or is it just me just overreacting?
No, I mean, I think it, you know, this type of thinking is embedded throughout the federal government, throughout the bureaucracy. And, you know, as we follow the money at OpenTheBooks.com, I mean, we uncover all kinds of schemes and plans. So let's just take a deeper dive into this Pfizer, Moderna, National Institutes of Health, follow the money cycle. So as we talked about in the last segment, Moderna and Pfizer, since 2008, received $60 billion from taxpayer money that's on federal contracts and grants since 2008. Just during the 2 years of the pandemic, the calendar year 2020 and 2021, Pfizer and Moderna, according to their Wall Street disclosures, made profits collectively of $65 billion. And I want to break that number down because these numbers are so large they don't even mean anything to people anymore.
Right.
It's $1,000 a second of profits to your shareholders. Those
profit.
Are profits, free and clear. After you pay for all expenses of the operation, the profits to Pfizer and Moderna were $65 billion during that two-year period. Now, we did take a look at their lobbying. The pharmaceutical industry, as an industry, last year in 2022, paid $374 million in federal lobbying. There's only 535 members of Congress, 100 senators, 435 members of the House.
Right.
They paid $1 million a day. What did they do on Christmas? They lobbied the feds, Congress, and the federal level institutions for $1 million. What did they do on July 4th? $1 million. What did they do yesterday? $1 million. Do you think your voice can compete with that, with this type of system? That's a question that has to be on the table.
The system's rigged. It's rigged, Adam. I mean, there's no way with that kind of firepower. I'm surprised, frankly. I mean, if these guys are all as greedy as they are, if somebody, I mean, here you are, you're doing the math. This probably could irritate people, you know, because the people in government are going to go, you know, these 545 people with their hands out, allegedly, they're going to look and say, wait a minute, you got $65 billion. We worked out, I mean, Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, because this is the way they think. We gave you $65 billion. Where's our cut? Right? And even at $1 million a day, $1 million a day still isn't enough for the $65 billion you got. What does that work out? That's less than 10%, isn't it?
And look, I don't want to get too depressing for people because, look, I believe that America's at the shining city on a hill and one person can change the world. We prove that every day at OpenTheBooks.com. Mm-hmm. We've got a great...
But it starts with the truth, Adam, and that's what you're bringing. You're bringing the truth. And we've got to understand that we need to pursue and understand and embrace the truth. Do not let it go because they have been lying to us for so long. And as you said, they're all in this silo together. This little, you know, this deep state operation and they feel all justified. And if you think not, I mean, all you got to do is go back and listen to how Nancy Pelosi bragged about, you know, her impeachment, campaign and her group of attorneys and the congressmen that were, you know, so brave in impeaching the president. We ought to be so lucky to have them because they're so smart and they could be working any one of four jobs. But, you know, here they've chosen out of the service of their heart to provide service, for we the people.
Well, and here's what everybody listening to the program today has to understand. This is a golden age, and I want to give some evidence of that. You know, when we went to the moon, the computers that powered the Apollo spacecraft, they were 1/120,000,000th of the power of an iPhone 6.
Isn't that amazing?
An iPhone 6 could power 120 simultaneous Apollo missions to the moon. That's the computing power you have in your pocket. No one has an iPhone 6 anymore. You're up to iPhone 14 or something like that.
Exactly.
So, I mean,
right. We
have to grasp the moment. This is a golden age. It is morning in America. And, you know, our collective voice, it contains more power than, and this is why it's feared. Our collective voice can change the world again.
How much good could we really be doing here, Adam? You know, if everybody was held accountable. You know, we wouldn't have to go to war and fight wars to support the industrial complex, military industrial complex, because this is part of the problem. America is misrepresented in so many ways. Mainstream America goes, wait a minute, why do people feel this way about us? Look at all the money that we pour into these countries, and yet we're the bad people. We're the bad people because we're not being represented in the manner of which Main Street America looks like. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because you've got between the CIA and, you know, all these other, you know, third parties and NGOs that are involved that are thinking about their own interests, they're misrepresenting the United States of America and we the people. And based on what you're saying here, you're exactly right. But we've got to accumulate the truth and the right information to where America truly, truly embraces its roots. And that is to be a force for good and not for bad.
Well, and this is why we say that transparency revolutionizes United States public policy and politics. And that's our whole mission at OpenTheBooks.com, is to open the books, audit the books, expose the bad actors, and correct policy. And just here in 2023, we've been racking up some big wins. So
yes,
right away with the House Republican majority, they passed the Transparency and Legislation Act, 72-hour timeout to read the bill, and they coupled it with single-subject legislation, so no more omnibus bills. The bills are smaller, and we have 72 hours to go through the final version before the vote. You know, the Pentagon canceled in their K-12 public schools that serve 72,000 children. They canceled the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Office. And that was because of our investigation, coupled up with Fox News and the Republican majority in the House, that held the Pentagon accountable for what was being taught and who was leading that office. We got it canceled. You know, on Russia-China payments with Senator Ernst, we found $1.3 billion since 2017 flowed to the adversarial countries of Russia and China. And so there's legislation that has great momentum now in the Senate and the House to, and you saw the Biden administration just last week, finally, after 3 years, they finally made the formal official announcement to cut all taxpayer funding in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Yeah. I know.
You know. Hooray! You know, 3 years late.
but that's the way our that's the way our government works and the way the Democrats work, because they figure, hey, look, we can apologize later. We'll just go ahead and we'll obliterate the Constitution. And, you know, if we have to admit it. But meanwhile, you know, our guy's in office. It goes back to what Harry Reid said, you know, in talking about John Kerry and the misrepresentation of his income tax. Well, he didn't get elected president, did he? You know, and he laughed about it.
And, you know, we've gone right after the big spenders in Congress, those Republicans and Democrats who brought back earmarks to fleece the American people. And, you know, the examples there are absolutely extraordinary. Here's real quick. Here's what the Senate appropriation.
We've got about a minute left, Adam, so I'm just going to turn it over to you. So rip through it. Go ahead.
Senate Appropriations Chair Patrick Leahy, he was there for about 3 or 4 decades. He was going to retire at the end of 2022. In one of his last legislative actions, he earmarked $30 million for the Honors College at the University of Vermont. After he retires in March, right here this spring, they make him a permanent position, a presidential fellow, and in May, they name the Honors College after Patrick Leahy.
Of course. Of course.
Then he did it again. He did it with the local airport, the Burlington Airport, $34 million. And in April, they renamed it after him.
They have no shame. They have no shame.
It's absolutely this is incredible.
And, of course, we know from the last time you were here, the government waste on government waste, federal agencies admit reluctantly to $3 trillion in improper payments in 2004.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes I forget our best work.
Well, no. Hey, well, I'm so glad you're here to report on it, because the American people need to be aware. And the door is always open to you here, Adam. Adam, thank you so much. OpenTheBooks.com is where you want to go for more information.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase.